Hi, Doug.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. My guest today is Doug Davenport, and he has just joined Weiss, Inc. as an advisory capacity to write a new newsletter. Doug, would you tell us a little bit about what this newsletter is about?
Okay. The newsletter is called Doug Davenport's All-Weather Investor. And this is a new service that Weiss has. And the service that I have is follows the model that Sir John Templeton and I put together back in 2006. And it's an investment strategy that I think is very unique because I only use four securities in the portfolio, and I use oil, gold, the S&P 500, and the euro. So those four asset classes are used, and I use only exchange-traded funds to purchase the ETFs that represent those four asset classes. And I think even more interesting is the fact that not only can I be long those securities, meaning we own them for appreciation when the market goes up, I can also short those particular asset classes and make money when the market goes down.
So that's what you mean by all weather.
That's correct. Because Sir John Templeton and I felt that since the secular bear market started back in 2000, and it usually lasts about 12 to 17 years, we still have probably 3 to 5 years left of what's called a secular bear market, even though you can have these cyclical bull market returns like we've had from 2009 to present. But you should be able to make money when the market goes down, because most times people usually follow a buy and hold approach that mutual funds and Wall Street tell people to follow. Well, that works well when the market goes up, but when the market goes down, a lot of people don't know when to sell. And so we wanted to be able to make money when the market goes down also.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Now, I understand you've been doing this for a while, so I'm sure you've got a great track record of returns. Can you talk a little bit about the return?
Sure, and I'm more than happy to, because I'm very proud of the fact that by being able to be long and short those four different asset classes, you can really compound money very well. And what's interesting is that the portfolio started on January 1 of 2007, so we've had 6 years now for returns, and it's outperformed the S&P 500 by an astounding 57 to 1.
Wow.
In fact, if you look at the total rate of return since January 1, it's over 830% versus the return of only 14.5% for the S&P 500. Now, let's think about dollars. It would have turned $10,000 on January 1, 2007 into over $93,000. Or if you had $100,000 over that period of time, that would have grown into $930,000. So it's a wonderful return, but also what about down times? Well, in the 24 quarters that this portfolio has been running, I've only had one negative quarter. And it was very small. That was only 0.01% decline for a quarterly rate of return. So I had 23 positive quarters, one negative quarter. And I think that is the beauty of the program, is the fact that not only can we produce outstanding returns, but I've been able to make sure that any drawdowns or declines have been very minimal. But that's because of the ability to go short when the trends change. And think about 2008. There's a year that was the worst year since the Depression, and we know how the market fell. It was the worst, as I say, the worst year since the Depression. Well, my portfolio was up over 75% that year. And now, what I do, and I can't say there's any magic to it, but my mechanical model that uses technical analysis, it said to go short in July, very beginning of July, for the S&P 500 and oil. Now, I had no idea that Lehman Brothers would fall in the fall of 2008, but the model said to sell the long position and go short, and since I make no forecast, no predictions about what the market's going to do, because this is a purely mechanical model using technical analysis, and it tells me when to make the trade as opposed to me thinking, well, things don't look good or things look bad. I should sell. So that's the beauty of the program. It doesn't rely on me in any type of forecasting. The model is we put together, and we spend a lot of time and effort in putting together the right model, we feel, and it will tell me when to be in or to be out of the market. So you can produce those kind of returns and compound money very effectively.
Well, those are very impressive returns. Now, can you just give us a couple of sectors that you sort of like now and maybe follow that up with a couple of recommendations?
Well, since I only follow four asset classes, I don't have many to choose from.
Well, that's true. But within the S&P 500, there are, what, 10 major sectors?
Well, I wish I could say that I follow the sectors, but I don't follow those because I buy the S&P 500 index fund. So I really don't – I'm really not concerned with a sector inside the S&P. Now, I do have my thoughts about it, but it doesn't affect whether I buy or sell the S&P 500 index. But if you do look at a particular sector in there, obviously – technology will continue to do well, even though Apple has not done well. In fact,
right.
I chart Apple, and my indicator said to sell Apple at $680 a share last year, and I would have been I've been short Apple all that time.
Mm-hmm.
But as I say, I don't really follow individual sectors, so I don't know if I feel confident enough to say which ones I think will do well. Because I don't procrastinate. I don't look out going out forward and try to figure out what's doing well or not.
Well, fair enough. That makes sense. And may I just ask you one last question?
Sure.
Why do you use ETFs instead of mutual funds? Is that just because the trading is easier?
I like that. Of course, I used to run a mutual fund. I know how mutual funds are run, and they do have a cost structure that is far greater than what most ETFs have. So, one, you save on expenses, and two, I'm looking for broad asset class exposure. And with oil, it's very hard to find an oil mutual fund.
Mm-hmm.
With oil, I'm actually buying into an ETF that buys into the futures market to track the price of oil. So ETFs, I find, are a far better investment vehicle for most individuals out there going forward. And I noticed last year that the amount of sales of mutual funds had declined and has been declining, while the purchase of ETFs has been going up. It's just a more cost-effective way for broad asset class exposure.
Okay. And now back to your newsletter for just one moment for a little wrap-up. In order for investors to participate in the newsletter, would they just go onto WiSync's site?
Yes, that's correct. We're still in a sign-up period right now, so there have been no trade recommendations made. They would call Weiss to inquire about the all-weather investor and ask about that, and there are special pricing models right now that they have for people who sign up before we actually go live with the management of the portfolio. So please call Weiss if people do have an interest, and they will take care of everything for you.
Well, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Doug. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you, Sue Nancy.
Bye-bye.